WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The home video version of last year's movie Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, starring Michael Caine and Steve Martin, has been in stores for a few months. That film was a remake of a movie called Bedtime Story. Now that's available on video, too. Critic Owen Gleiberman has a review.
Remember when con artists were romantic heroes? Not anymore. It's become tricky to turn fraud and corruption into something civilized and charming. There's too much of it in the headlines. But back in 1964, you could still make a breezy farce out of two crackerjack swindlers conning their way to paradise. Bedtime Story offers up the unlikely comic chemistry of David Niven and Marlon Brando. Niven has the role that later went to Michael Caine. He plays an elegant British rascal who lives in a chateau on the French Riviera and specializes in parting rich women from their jewelry. His scam is pretending to be an expatriate prince desperate for money to feed his starving kingdom. The female travelers he meets aren't just willing to bequeath their diamonds. They're downright eager.
Please, Your Highness, allow me to make this little contribution to your great cause.
Even though these emeralds would mean freedom for many of my people, I cannot accept them.
But I beg you, think what these can buy.
No, madame.
The lives of men, women, and tiny children.
The men and women of my country would rather die than have their prince accept charity. But for the tiny children, I am eternally in your debt.
Enter Brando in the Steve Martin role. He plays a swaggering army colonel who's an ace huckster in his own right. This guy also preys exclusively on women. But he's less concerned with fleecing them for a buck than with seeing how many young blondes of every nationality he can con into the sack. He'll show up at the house of some voluptuous innocent and launch into an atrocious cornball speech about how his grandmother used to live there. It's not long before the ladies are swooning. When Brando meets up with Niven, he gives the older, cultivated gent a few pointers in the art of chivalry.
Remember this, it takes six men to carry a guy to his grave. It takes one woman to put him there.
I never thought of it that way.
Well, I can tell you're the kind of guy that goes around opening doors for broads, holding their chairs, knocking yourself out, right?
I've been known to do that.
You know who started this whole schmear? An English guy called Raleigh.
Sir Walter Raleigh?
That's the goof.
Niven, who senses a rival, tries to chase Brando out of the Riviera. But the American upstart knows there's money and women to be made there, and he won't budge. To settle their territorial dispute, the two make a wager to see who can be the first to dupe American soap queen Shirley Jones out of $25,000. Bedtime Story's script is virtually identical to the one for Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. The difference is that while the remake had some laughs, its tone seemed off. It was long and clunky, too aggressively slapstick. Bedtime Story is lighter on its feet. It has some of the casually heartless spirit of the classic British Ealing comedies, like Kind Hearts and Coronets, even if it isn't finally in their class. The wild card here is Brando, who proves a surprisingly deft, light comedian. His innate physicality doesn't muck things up here the way it did in Guys and Dolls. Instead, it becomes a source of comedy, especially when he confines his hulking frame to a wheelchair and makes shameless puppy dog pleas for Shirley Jones's sympathy. David Niven, as always, is debonair to the max and as fastidious as a butler. Bedtime Story is nothing more than a slick light farce that erupts occasionally into all-out hilarity. Its chief virtue is that, unlike the Michael Caine Steve Martin flick, it's not trying to knock you flat with laughter. It's content to be ticklish and to give its dirty rotten scoundrels an affectionate nod.
Owen Gleiberman is a Boston-based writer and critic.